name is Maurice Washington, and I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Executive Talk, those who are watching live or those who are watching later. Thank you so much for joining us, or also listening on our podcast. I want to thank everybody for downloading our information so that way you can keep up to speed on all of our conversations and everything that we have going on. With Executive Talk, our primary goal is for you to grow, in your office space as a leader, for you to grow as an employee, just overall as a better person. We all have to experience this better person if we want to experience a better world. That's first and foremost priority. And so when we think about these shows, again, they're going to come at it. We're going to come at you extremely hard. It is going to be personal because I might be describing you. Let me be very clear. I've described myself in every show. I used to be, and I had to keep on staying away from that particular person in a lot of different ways. We all have the same journey. That's why we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. But nonetheless, it may hit you. It's going to hit somebody else that you know. It's going to bring a lot of revelation front and center. So that's really the key to my statement here. But ultimately, keep your heart mind open to what's being said, because that's what we're going to explore first in order to grow. And so just to pick up where we left off in our part three of Have You Considered the Causes, the enemy will also lead you down the path to where you become shameful, meaning you pay the cost that you never return to Christ. This is indeed the highest form in which the enemy's goal is to be in your life, is to ensure that he spends wisely and also spends the time to ensure that you don't consider even going back to God because you become so shameful. You pay so much of the cost and you keep on doing so much shameful activity. And some of your shameful activity is something that you just don't even want to mention. Let's be very clear. But it's become so shameful, you're willing to pay the cost at that moment, but it's created so much shame that you have decided not to even pursue God because you think there's no way in heck God will take me back in considering my past lifestyle. That's what this whole consideration of Have You Considered the Cost comes from. This is your day-to-day life, but it also has some implications within how you treat others. This is where we're going to start getting to more of the business application as to how it shows up in your office space. Because when you're paying the cost personally and you keep on doing that, it becomes an environmental culture issue without you even controlling it. It just happens because, again, every last one of us are creative beings. We have the ability to create, and we also have the ability to destroy, to hurt, to kill, steal, and we also have the ability to empower, strengthen, and love everybody. So nonetheless, the bottom line is we have the power to create these two different things, and they go in two different separate directions. And so when we're trying to build an office space and you're going to somebody else's culture, which is the business owner, there's a lot of responsibility within that. It's not only the responsibility of ensuring that obviously you have enough revenue to pay payroll and so on and so forth, but the biggest responsibility is still 100% most important to God is how you treat others, how you treat his children, how you treat the business owner, which is his or her child, which is God's child. Okay, how you treat those employees, which is still God's children. And so that's the meeting ground with Have You Considered the Cost. Number one, we want to figure out if you can identify yourself and how you're willing to pay the cost in the first two shows and what it looks like and how it shows up. This is how it looks in real time in God's point of view as far as how it shows up in the office space. So we talked about this in Isaiah 50:11. But now, all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. And this is God talking. This is God talking. This is God telling us this is what you will receive from his hand. Now, why is he saying that? Remember, didn't God want to be the whole purpose? Everything else is under God's glory, underneath his hands. It's a point in time when you pay the cost and when you pay that shame. You're saying that I'm going to create my own light. I'm lawless. I'm doing what I want to do.
you're creating that scripture right there.
And so let's bring that scripture up just one more time so everybody can make a connection with it. Let me go ahead and bring it front and center for those that are able to watch. But now, all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches. So again, those who are creating your own pathway, if you feel like you got this, you know, in today's culture, we say, I got this a lot. You got this. I got this. Well, do you? When you're saying that, you're actually talking about this scripture right here. That means you are providing your own light. In this providing of your own light, there's an aura that goes with it. This is a true, it's not even towards others. This is actually your conversation towards God. Actually, this is a relationship issue. So really, personally, you're showing your relationship issue with God. That's where this is coming front and center. It's not even so much about people anymore. It's actually your relationship with God. And in your relationship with God, when it's in turmoil, guess what? Your life, your character is in turmoil also because it's missing something. You're walking a pathway of your own separately with no knowledge, with no understanding as to what your next move is going to be. So again, inwardly, this is where it starts to change you. When you set your own path, you are in this particular place, in the sight of others. Because remember, this show is about culture. This show is about you as a business owner and how you affect your clients. When you have selfish ambition as a business owner and you're hurting your clients, understand the question of the show is, have you considered the cost of how your character is showing up? When you operate the way you do to your employees, are you sure you're willing to pay the cost and how you're treating? Because remember, prayers are going up, even though people are not with God. Understand, people do understand prayer. They are complaining. They are moaning about how that treatment is coming towards you. So remember, you are being talked about, maybe not in the best fashion. Employees, have you considered the cost in how you're treating your employer? Have you considered that? So in this statement is, when you provide your own light, you also provide your own righteousness. That's, now we're getting to something. Your own righteousness. This is the characteristic the office space can be built off of. When you are in this place of righteousness and you have developed your own righteousness, you are developing your own sense of what's right and what's wrong. Even a lawless person, a rebellious person needs and wants laws around them that fit their needs, that fits their vision as to how it needs to look. So again, self-righteousness, your own righteousness. You become your own God. That's where you are time and space in this relationship, in this time period, in the midst of others, in the midst of owning your own business, in the midst of having clients, in the midst of having employees, in the midst of having a business owner. Okay, all those things, but this is your character specifically and how you're showing up in the office space. It's not showing up happy, you're showing up self-righteous. And so now in the scripture, Romans 8:7, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. In self-righteousness, understand that person is under a specific direction, the mind governed by the flesh. Bring that up to the screen. It's hostile to God. There's some hostility with that person. This person's so hostile because this is how the flesh operates. It does not submit to God's law. It actually hates God's law. That's why they're in their own righteousness and creating their own law that is more comforting to them, is more freer to them. That's what that person is really looking for, is freedom. So the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God, meaning they have rejected God. So imagine if you're walking around with a person, which there's a 99% chance, again, as I mentioned before in the early ones, and I bring up a lot of percentages, you can always create a percentage, but I guarantee you 99% of the time you run into somebody or you are this person who has hostility with God.
and it does not submit to God's law. So if you're not submitting to God's law, whose law are you submitting to? You might force people to submit to your law, right? Nor can it do so. It's impossible for this person to move. So when you think about a rebellious nature person, this is where their mind is set at. So when they're creating, when they're thinking this, they're thinking about themselves constantly all the time, and they're thinking about their own self-righteousness, and you got to keep pace with something. You can't keep pace with everybody and keep pace with yourself all in the same breath. So then we come to this thought process, and I want you to start thinking about how the mind works. Your brain becomes fixated on security. Your mind can become so fixated on security that you created a God around it. You created in your own righteousness. You have your own righteousness as to how security needs to show up in your day for you to feel, well, what's the word there? Secure. And so in the security, it becomes overinflated. That's where the self-righteousness comes from, because there's a lack of security. There is a nervousness within a person that is self-righteous. There's a nervousness in a person that goes after the flesh, because there's a lawlessness and a rebelliousness that's ruling their inner self. And in that inner self, again, when it has that relate, because again, everything is needs to be bound to God. But if you have chosen that I'm not going to be bound to God, and you're in your own righteousness, you're missing a piece of security. That's where that person's struggling. That's why they act the way that they do. That's why they're so mean. That's why they're, because there's something hostile that's going on with them. And that's their connection with God. Remember, the enemy, the reason why we did part two, is to make sure to see how the enemy has destroyed mankind's relationship with God, to ensure this self-righteousness shows up in front of others. Because the lack and the need and the priority of security. And let me be very clear, I'm not saying that you don't need it. We all need the security, and we all feel it in a lot of different ways. Like God said, he will provide the security. You don't hear the trees outside complaining about God saying, hey, it's too hot outside. Hey, it's too much rain. There's too much hail. There's too much whatever. They go through what God sends through, and God replenishes them. And so that's how that works. Again, this is where I bring up in every show. I talk about me in a lot of different these scenarios. I have to constantly put myself in this reminder vehicle because, of course, I get impatient. But because of my relationship with God, I'm able to find myself and correct myself and discipline myself to bring myself home to where God is and get back in that secure place. But again, there's a 99% chance that our people in this self-righteous, rebellious nature are providing their own security. Now, in this operation of self-righteousness, you're also on the hook for what's being created. So remember, there's a certain pathway to this lifestyle. When God creates it, he's on the hook for the end result. Just the same way he was on the hook for the end result of his word. And everything that he created, his word is attached to it. There's an end result for everything, and it operates in that exact nature. And so in this operation of self-righteousness, of guiding, having your own light and providing your own pathway, you're on the hook for what's being created in your self-righteousness. This is another thing that we don't understand about this. Are you willing to pay the cost? Have you considered paying the cost? You're on the hook for what you create. So you're on the hook for the type of business that you create. You're on the hook for how you get your revenue that you're getting. You're on the hook for the employees that you bring in. You're on the hook for how your clients are being treated. You're on the hook for what happens in their lives. You're on the hook for what happens into your employee's life. You're on the hook for what happens to your husband or wife's life and your children's lives. Did you see how many areas in which you're on the hook for? You're responsible for everything when you got your own life. So now I want you to think about how much pressure you create yourself under. Don't you know you're on the hook for how you treat that business owner, Don't you know that you're on the hook for how you treat the business owner's clients? Don't you know that you're on the hook for how you operate in that office and what happens with your family and so on and so forth, for what you bring into the environment? You're on the hook for these things. So now I want to bring up this statement. This own light also comes with created laws in which you're the sole operator. You cannot sit up in here and be self-righteousness without laws. Everybody and everything operates under a law. You have kids, you have disciplines, you have rules. Hey, you need to be in before 10, you need to go to bed, those are laws. Those are laws. And so again, when you're providing your own light, it comes with created laws in which you're the sole operator. So now what happens typically in an office space is that you're creating laws that provide security for you. And so let's go ahead and bring up this next statement here, and let's go ahead and put some meat around this. What did you end up creating in the environment when you created your own laws? Did you create laws that create more tension? Is there favoritism built into your laws? Now I'm talking to you, Mr. or Mrs. business owner. What did you bring into the environment? What did you end up creating? These are things that you want to ask yourself, because you're on the hook for these laws. Did God help you create the laws within your office? Yes, there's a difference between laws on earth, which matter. Let's be very clear. But there's also rules in which how people need to be treated and so on and so forth, and how this office needs to function. So again, when you're a business owner, you get so caught up and focused on growth that sometimes there's a 99% chance you're going to forget about God in that circumstance. And so you will want to create something that's in your image. This is why a lot of people want kids. This is where a lot of people want stuff, because one thing that comes with this is imagery. You can only create as much as you understand. So in that image in which you, you're operating in, that is what you perceive. That is how you see things. That is ultimately the big image in which you need your understanding, because typically you want everything to be in a direct line. With God, he already said seed to seed. And in that image, you're going to create something that helps you feel secure. And so why is this so important? Because both parties, both the employer and also the employee, have the same wants. When that employee accepts that role in your office space, they see their own image within it. Here's my skill set. I can put this here. This is my image that I connect to. I'm in, as long as you hire me. Okay, the business owners has that same thing. I want that same, I'm looking for the same tenacity, the same work ethic, the same so on and so forth, the same drive for this business and the passion that is around it. I'm looking for that image. Okay, you're my person. That's where the relationship starts. That's what creates security, is because again, we all look for our own image. And because you're focused on security, you've created laws that force people into submission. That force people into submission of the security that you're looking for, and also the image that you're looking for. That's what laws about. That's what laws are for. Laws have this ability to create submission. Again, the laws of marriage no adultery, and there's a lot of laws that come within marriage. They force you into submission to protect that outside force from the hurt. But that's what laws are created. But again, something that happens with you as a business owner, when you come to this place and you're providing your own light, when you create laws, you might have some pretty stiff laws And the laws are to bring everybody into submission under which you're going to operate under in this exchange for time and money comes into play. These laws start to, what people start to butt up against. These laws are the thing that people, I got to come to this crazy office. I don't know. Well, there might be some crazy things going on, but there's laws that are functioning that are creating this environment, but also brings people into that place of submission. This is how that works. So now you bring your own security standards to the office space. So understand that. This is why the laws are so important. This is why I want to make sure everybody stays with me on this, because this one might be a little deep. As I'm explaining it, I'm noticing that I'm really slowing down to ensure that we're getting this, but you bring your own security standards to the office space. This is where the common ground between employee and employer comes into place, is that I have my own security standards as an employee. The reason why employees ask for so many extra laws is because they have no control. They have no control over what's going on. They need security. Remember, when you provide your own light, you need extra security. You need laws that guarantees them that tomorrow when I do this time, you're going to pay me XYZ amount at this day, each time, each month, without knowing if you're going to be crazy, without knowing if you're going to go belly up in the next 2 months. Okay, there's a commitment on the back end. Now, again, you bring your own security standards as an owner. Hey, I want to know that you're going to be in this office if I'm going to trade time and training to ensure that you're going to be here, that you're going to be around for a while. But both parties have their own security standards in which they want to bring to the office space because, again, nobody really knows each other. You cannot guarantee where somebody is going to be time and space. So again, it offers an insecurity that's available in that relationship. So now, as the employer, what do you create in the environment? All you can do is think about more. All you can do is think about more. I need more employees. I need more of this. I need this. I need this. So when you have that energy and you have that thought process of more, because sometimes when you're even successful, don't you start to think about more? There's a certain point that when you're providing your own light, all you do is think about more. There is no comfort within finding your own light. Let's be very, very clear. There's no standard in which you want to be the richest man, richest woman in the world. Now some people say, no, that's not me. There's still more. You can tell by some of your purchases, there's still more that you just want to continuously want. Okay, these more that you want also creates more laws within your office space. But it also takes out, have you considered the cost and how you're potentially leading people down a different path? Your employees that are already insecure within your office space, knowing what you're trying to do, not knowing if you're going to stay in business, or if you're going to keep me here, or if you're going to call some efficiency expert and then, get me fired or get me laid off or try a whole nother way of doing things. Without doing that, you just want more. And there's a lot of casualties sometimes when it comes to more. But have you considered the costs and how you're operating? Okay. And this more factor creates envy. It creates a whole nother environment. It creates lack of security within the office space. But for you, it's secure. You see the difference? You're thinking about yourself in your mind, and you're thinking more means better. More could affect other people and how they feel like in their standings of your office space. So then when we think about as an employee, what do you create in the environment? A lack of understanding or appreciation. When you're your own person, when you're providing your own cost, and when you're providing your own security and you're providing your own laws, there is a lack of understanding and a lack of appreciation for what the business owner is typically going through in order to even go day to day. And so when there's supposed to be development that's happening within the office space, well, there's a lack of appreciation coming from you because your hands are not on it. There's an insecurity because you're not controlling that. The main priority is that the fact that you don't have control over those new changes, and everything's going to affect you differently depending on how you feel. And so again, you have a different in your security needs that you're looking for. You're starting to lack. You're starting to take away from the environment. This is where you're starting to pay the cost. You're no longer acting out of love. And the collision course of both the employer and also the employee losing sight of love and the appreciation factor and the standard in which the office needs to run through, well, then this is where you start to develop envy. You start to develop Galatians 5:19. So I'm going to bring up this circumstance here. I want to see what everybody's thought process is. In these security standards, you're focused on mankind to fulfill your needs, not God. Now you see the collision course in which the enemy does. When you lack that relationship with God, and that's why it built up, and now everything is starting to even create a collision course for me. As I've been talking here in the earlier stages, we talked about the more separate you become and the more security that you need. Remember, the enemy plots everything. He will shut your mind down. He'll make yourself personally have a hostile relationship with God. At that point, you'll start to provide your own light. Okay, you're starting to duplicate the garden again. Now you're operating in painful toil. Now you're in this place where you need more security. You need more. And as an employer, there's nothing that won't stop you from getting more to create more security. With you as an employee, you keep on bouncing from job to job looking for something, but you're making the employer responsible for your happiness. You don't know that. You can say, no, I don't. It absolutely is true just based on how you treat these folks. In a lot of these circumstances, I don't know what that exact pay rate is for everybody to really meet that needs and the collision course of the price of everything and also the needs of you as an employee. But yeah, there's a collision course where that business owner has to think 4 or 5 months out. But again, what has the mutual meeting ground in that statement is that, did you hear God in that statement? In this scenario, in this development? No, God is gutted out of the scenario and only people are doing this. What are people going to do? Friction, division, pain, destruction, kill, steal, and destroy. This is the pathway. This is how that works. So again, you're depending on mankind to provide your needs because you are making mankind serve you because you have become your own God. As an employee, you have become your own God. You're saying, hey, this is what I need, what I need, what I need, what I need, what I need. And the business owner is, well, this is what I need, I need, I need. Well, I'll give you more of this so you can give me what I need. Everybody's thinking about themselves while trying to think about somebody else. That's manipulation. And so we come to this place where the enemy uses your lack of knowledge to create holes in this relationship. He wants to ensure that you start to glorify false gods. That is what the main priority of the enemy is to do. Who's the false god? It's people. It's your boss. It's your employees. But most importantly, there's one false god that keeps on showing us this crazy head. Money. Money, 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 money. Money eventually takes control of the office space, and it's the only thing that tends to be glorified mutually. Security takes control of the office space as well. As long as security takes control of the office space, you got to find the thing that makes you feel the most secure, which is money. Because people don't do it, let's be very clear, but we still think we do. But money eventually takes control of the office space, and it's the thing that is glorified the most. Do you see the execution as to how the enemy builds up a story? See, in all those circumstances I was talking about earlier, it's a buildup. It's a straight buildup to how these relationships within the office space start to diminish and start to cause division, which creates a different glorification. It's not God. This is because we have not considered the cost. Well, the end result is this type of development where we end up glorifying something outside of God. And that is the main priority in which the enemy wants us to operate in. I don't care if you glorify each other. I don't care if you glorify money. This is the enemy talking. But as long as you don't glorify God and you glorify the enemy just in his nature, which he's not glorifying God, once you allow yourself to be in that place, you're glorifying the enemy. Because that's exactly what his creation will look like when you have not followed God. Now, as before, as promised, as the product of Executive Talk delivers, we are ensuring that growth happens. We always promise that you will possibly see yourself in this show. You will see others in this show. This is the moment I want everybody to take inventory. We can talk about how, in our next show, what this looks like in order to deal with this and solve this and come on the other side of the fence. But again, there's a real circumstance in real time with these emotions, with the spiritual aspect in life, because it's showing up in our day. And we have a responsibility to do something about it. So again, hope you receive some gold nuggets here. Start the process to heal, to become a better person. Love your feedback. But again, actually in the meantime, here at Executive Talk, we actually have to get back to work. So we'll see you next time. Have a good one.